The question was asked, is it anything more than a minhag to cover one's eyes when one says the first pasuk of Shema? So I want to first address the idea of minhag. Minhag is obligatory. What does it mean? Is it anything more than? We live by minhagim. Rav Ben Zion Cook was invited to address a group of teenagers. I heard this story from Rav Albeck last week. He was invited to address a group of teenagers, and he learned by Rav Eliashiv, so they asked him to talk about Rav Eliashiv. So he said, you know, kids, some people are scared of dogs. Some people are. Some people aren't. Some people see a dog, they're very scared. Some people see a dog, they're not scared at all. But lions, everyone's scared of a lion. If you see a lion, you're scared. There's no such thing as someone who says, yeah, the lion could walk next to me in the street and I'm just fine. So Rav Ben Zion Cook said, he said, Rav Eliashiv, when he had to answer a question about Minhag, he saw it as a lion. He would learn and learn it again and verify from this angle and that angle. He wouldn't touch a minhag without being 100% sure that it was right to say something about it. When he looked at a minhag, he looked at a lion. He wouldn't dare touch a minhag of Am Yisrael without being super, super confident. And even then, only if he really had to. So when we speak about minhagim, we have to look at it as something precious. It's the way we live as Jews. It's a major component. It's what your wife is going to tell your kid when he asks her, Ima, do I wash my hands this way, that way? She says, you do it this way. And he'll say, ah, but it says this, it says that. And she'll say, I don't know what it says. And this is what we do. And that's a major component of how we live our lives. This is how we do it. We don't always know why. We don't always know where this custom stems from. But we know this is how Jewish people live. This is how we do it. And it's very important. Minhag has a lot of weight. So, first of all, if it's a minhag, that's already important. Secondly, the Talmud describes that when Rebbe was giving class, one of his students said, I didn't see him say Shema. So the rabbi said, when he passed his eyes over his face, he said Shema. He didn't notice. He was passing his eyes over his face. He said Shema. You see over there in the Talmud, that they would sometimes put their hands over their faces when they said Shema. It was a way of focusing better. And it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Noagin liten yedeihem al pneihem bekriyat pasuk rishon. They have the custom that they put their hands on their faces when they read the first pasuk, kidei shelo yistakel bedavar acher shemoneo melechaven. So as not to look at other things that would prevent a person from having kavanah. So you're correct. This is the custom to put one's hands on one's face so that one can focus. Ashkenazim have the custom to do it this way. They put their hand across their eyes. Sephardim have the custom to put their fingers over their eyes. They say that this is the letter Shin that they're putting over their eyes from Hashem's name, Shakai. But that is the custom to put one's hands over one's eyes when one says Kriya Shema. Now, I saw big rabbis that sometimes forgot to put their hands over their eyes when they read Shema. And they're still good kosher Jews. It can happen. But you'll ask me, should a person do it? Is it the right thing to do? Yeah, that's a custom. That's what's brought in Shulchan Aruch. Is a person still a kosher Jew if he sometimes forgets, or he always forgets, or he's so focused on his Shema that he doesn't do it? Yeah, but how should we do it? We should put our hands on our eyes, like Klal Yisrael does. That's what we should do. But a person is still a legitimate kosher Jew, even if they forget or they some for whatever reason they don't do it.